times. Ancient wisdom from Genesis chapter...
Connection on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Community Connection today brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, First Baptist Church, and Tallgrass Motors. We're excited here. The Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra is here with us. Price Connors, Marva Stroman, and Jill Heinrich. Hopefully I said that all correctly there. How are y'all doing? Y'all excited to be here?
We are, great. Ben, and thank you. We're very good excited.
Good morning to all of you. And we got one mic and three people, and so we're all going to be shifting around. It's going to be a good time, and we are ready to go. So we've got something coming up.
We have a big thing coming up. We have our annual fundraising gala coming up this Saturday night at Hillcrest Country Club. It's a wonderful party that we have every year, and tickets are still available. And for tickets, you can call 918-336-7717. And we would love to have you come. The Bartlesville Symphony has been a very important part of the community for many years. And believe it or not, next year is our Diamond Jubilee. The Bartlesville Symphony has been in Bartlesville for 60 years.
Wow.
And even more unusual, our conductor, Maestro Lauren Green, is celebrating his 40th anniversary. So this is a prelude to our big year, and we can promise you a wonderful time. We're having a silent auction and a live auction. And Jill, would you like to tell us a little bit about the auction?
Of course, Price.
Putting it on the spot there a little bit, but...
He always does. highlighting our live auction this year is a custom piece of jewelry designed by Dana McCoy at McCoy's Jewelers.
Wow, that's very exciting. And so the auction... I hate to ask this, but what do you think this is worth, that piece of jewelry is going to be custom?
It is priceless,
okay.
Because the theme of our gala is Around the World in 80 Days.
Okay.
This has been our year of crossing borders, bringing music from around the world to Bartlesville. And as Dana, who is so wonderful and so clever, has done a piece of jewelry, for those who are musical, will see that the colored stones represent the first few notes of Around the World in 80 Days. Unfortunately, none of us can sing, or we would sing that to you, Ben.
Well, that's all right.
We also want to thank a number of local businesses who have donated. We have wonderful donation from Sidoria Specialties, Sweet Peas, any number of other businesses. And one of the people that I would also like to thank is right here on the committee with me, and that is Marva Stroman.
Thank
Marva,
you. Thank
tell
you,
us
Price.
What you donated.
We donated a trip to Mexico to go along with our theme, and Spears has generously donated some vouchers to help people who buy the trip to get there.
Well, all we can say is it's going to be a very exciting party. You're going to love some of the items at the silent auction. And one of the things that we've done is we have covered every price range, from inexpensive to custom jewelry. We have Sidoria Specialties has come up with a wonderful package of a birthday party combining with Lauren Haskell of Lauren Haskell Design, and also Sugarica, in providing a whole party package. So if you have a package coming up, a party coming up, this is the perfect chance to buy a package to make that happen.
Price, aren't you donating something also?
Do you know what? We are, but I'm going to be the anonymous donor this time.
Okay.
Now, I'm actually an interior designer. I'm donating design time,
yes,
plus also a few pieces from my collection. So it's going to be a fun time, and as you all know, Hillcrest Country Club has been known for so many years for doing just wonderful dinners, wonderful food. We have festive decorations, and without giving away anything, there's a super duper surprise outside when you drive up to the country club. You're going to be surprised, something Bartlesville, I don't think, has ever seen before.
I agree. It'll be a very exciting. Plus, along with our theme, we have food that matches. So we have appetizers that are Asian, and we have a special salad that's also Asian, an Italian, entree and a dessert from Africa. I bet you can't guess what that one is.
Only those who have gone to the country club before will ever guess what this fabulously decadent dessert is.
So it sounds like a lot of exciting things going on. The auction, just so many things people can bid on, just a wide array of things that people can bid on the auction. From all, you know, both sides of the spectrum, it really is just a huge array. Food, that now we're talking about food, that sounds amazing. And of course, you said this was the annual gala, so how many of these have you had in the past?
Well, do you know, for many years, the symphony had the symphony ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that died out a few years ago, and this will be our third annual since it began again. We changed our theme a bit this year with mm-hmm. the gala because we are in preparation for the Diamond Jubilee coming up next year. And you know, those of you who attended the concert on Saturday night heard wonderful performances. It was Spanish Fire. The music of Spain is done by different composers from all over. And our next concert coming up on May 6th, for those of you who need to know, is a Rat Pack. And that is going to be featuring, who do you think? Frank Sinatra.
Dean Martin.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Now, believe it or not, we did not bring them back from the dead. So these are people who are going to be reenacting those roles. And it's going to be a fun, fabulous performance. And think of yourself being transported to Las Vegas in the 1960s. Remember, we're going around the world, so that concert will be transporting you to the wonderful, wacky world of Vegas.
So it sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of things are coming up. They're going to be really exciting. Now, this is going to sound really simple. But what does the gala benefit? Obviously, it's benefiting Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, but what specifically are, when you're going to bid in these auctions, when you're going to bid and you're doing all these things, what are you benefiting specifically? Obviously, you're going, well, there's performance, but there's so much more that goes into it than just, oh, we just hearing music once every couple of, you know, whatever.
Do you know, there is so much more. We have a staff that keeps all of this going. We have our artistic director, the maestro, Lauren Green. We have a number of people who work behind the scenes, plus a very active board that keeps going. So what your money does is just really perpetuate the fact that a town of 35,000 people in Oklahoma can have a symphony orchestra. And that is amazing for a small town to be able to carry a symphony orchestra. And this is a tradition, as you heard, that began 60 years ago. And you know, as with all nonprofits, we're all facing huge cuts from the National Endowment for the Arts, Oklahoma for the Arts. So it becomes more important every year that you give money to help keep these wonderful cultural institutions active and in Bartlesville. And we need you to help us keep all this together.
Absolutely. And so I'm from Dallas, so I'm used to the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and I see these big cities and I have these things. But when I get to smaller cities, and not to put Bartlesville down as a smaller city, but it is a smaller city from where I come from, to see a smaller city have such a big and not just a big orchestra, but such an involved orchestra. This is not just something that, like, oh, we have, but people don't really go. People go to the orchestra. People enjoy the orchestra. People love the orchestra in Bartlesville. It's a big deal. And so this is just another way that you can go help out the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra with this gala. And of course, they're having performances all the time for all sorts of stuff. Rat Pack coming up, I believe you said May 6th
May
is coming
6th,
up. So that's going to be something I have a pretty big feeling that a lot of people are going to be interested in coming up. But so you're all co-chairs of the gala. So you guys decide, how did you decide, I guess, on the theme is the best way to ask.
Well, we decided on the theme when it was around the world for music.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Green has a wonderful theme going. We just saw him lead the orchestra with Spanish Fire, mm-hmm. and we just riffed on that and went around the world. And Hillcrest Country Club was so helpful in helping us with a menu. And you'll see all the beautiful decor and all of our surprises on Saturday night.
Absolutely. So you three are the masterminds behind all of this.
Indeed.
Indeed. But we had wonderful help from the board and everyone involved.
Absolutely. And so you've put in a lot of time and effort into this, and it shows. There's so many details that are going into the thing. And so I'm looking at our time here. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more Community Connection. But we will stay tuned, because we're going to keep talking about the Bartleton Symphony Orchestra and the Around the World Gala that's coming up, and it's going to be a good time. So stay with us, K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
All right, we are back here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 Community Connection. We are joined by Price Connors, Marva Stroman, and Jill Heinrich. Hope I got those right again. I look over. I'm always nervous. I don't want to have anybody's name wrong. But you got a mic, so you can correct me if I'm wrong there. During our break, we're talking about all sorts of great stuff. There's so many things that have gone into this gala, and it's amazing. Let's start off with the very simplest, basic question. How do I get in?
You get in by calling 918-336-7717. The price of the evening is only $100. That includes dinner. It includes fabulous entertainment by one of our local DJs, Max, and that is DJ Max, and he's one of our local Bartlesville teachers. And he is wonderful in making people come out and dance. And this is going to be a whole interactive evening where we want you to come out and dance. And, you know, Marvo would like to mention about one of our other auction items. So tell them about the Instant Wine Cellar, Marva.
The Instant Wine Cellar will be on the auction. And it is a collection of very high-end wines that, if you win that auction bid, you instantly have a wine cellar of delicious reds and whites that you can drink yourself or invite lots of friends over and have great parties throughout the year.
All right, so another thing that you're adding on to the auction here. I don't want to take a step back there. We're talking about the dancing and stuff. So this is definitely bring your dancing shoes kind of an evening there.
For sure. We'll have a cash bar.
Oh, well, there we go.
Hors d'oeuvres. Dinner, a lovely dessert, and a silent and live auction. It'll be a wonderful evening.
It will be a wonderful evening.
Now, with dancing, we are going to do music from around the country, around the world, but we're also going to do wonderful dance tunes from the 70s, from the 60s, and from the 80s that everyone can get out and have a wonderful time doing. DJ Max is fabulous on his selection of music that we've worked with him with, and he really does music to get you out there dancing.
Absolutely, and so dancing from around the world, different styles of dancing, but also some things that you might recognize here from the United States, and some things that'll get you grooving and bumping all night long.
Now, think about some of the old disco tunes. The last party I went to with DJ Max, remember how to do at the YMCA. You have to remember how to do those letters. So practice before you're coming, and I can promise you that will be one of the songs you can all get out and dance to.
Absolutely. DJ Max, if you're listening, that is something that's expected. So make sure you time and plan that one out well. So dancing, bar, you said it's cash bar, food, and you said hors d'oeuvres, and I'm always a little... I'm almost always questionable about hors d'oeuvres because I don't understand really what hors d'oeuvres are. I'm a Texas boy. I'm not a real fancy up here. Are hors d'oeuvres going to be from around the world as well? Is there going to be a theme to that as well? On the spot.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
We'll be offering beef satays and Italian mozzarella balls with tomato and basil. Enjoy that while you have a glass of wine as we gear up for dinner.
Absolutely. So hors d'oeuvres will be from around the world as well, just mixing with the whole theme of this evening. Everything is going to be from someplace else, and it's going to be a magical bringing outside in. So if you haven't had a chance to explore outside of Bartlesville, you guys are going to bring it into here.
And, you know, we did the beef satay as one of the hors d'oeuvres because I'm sure some of you listening out there will remember this. One of the opening performances that opened the community center in 1982 was The King and I. So in honor of that, we are doing beef satay representing Thailand, the Asian salad, and then the biggest thrill of the evening is the African dessert.
Which is a mystery, which is a surprise.
You'll have to come to find out, Ben.
Absolutely. So just trying to see if I can squeak it out of there, try to get it.
No, never. You can't get it out of us.
All right, so it's going to be a mystery. It's going to be a surprise. You have to go to find out, and something you definitely want to do. African dessert. Dessert of any kind is great, but it's African dessert. It's going to be great and wonderful. I just have a feeling about it already.
Absolutely.
So we've got other things going on. It's just a whole great evening. DJ Max is going to be there. There's going to be bars. There's going to be food. All sorts of just things you can do for the silent auction. That's going to be a real big part of the night as well.
It will be a big part of the night, and as you're having your glass of wine and eating these wonderful hors d'oeuvres from around the world, we're hoping that the wine will loosen up your pocketbooks and make you very generous in donating to such a wonderful cause. Once again, the phone, I'm beginning to sound like Jerry Lewis in the telethon, but the phone number to call is 918-336-7717. We only have a few tickets left. So my recommendation is to call as soon as possible to take part in this wonderful event that means so much to the community and the continuation of the Bartlesville Symphony. Marva would like to talk about fashion right now. Marva is our fashion maven. So Marva, you're on.
It's cocktail attire, which can be just about anything that looks good on you. I know I'm going to have to hit the malls again because I've gone through my clothes and doesn't quite, well, any excuse works for me to go shopping. But come dressed nicely and with some comfortable shoes so you can get out there and dance with all of us.
And do you know what? It's always a fun part of the evening to see what people come dressed as.
Yes.
Marva and Jill both look fabulous at a lot of the affairs I've gone to. We tend to support our other organizations too.
Yes, we do.
So we all go, and they always look fabulous. So remember, when you walk in, pay particular attention to what Marva has chosen for her evening. I'm putting her on the spot now, Marva.
Okay.
So no pressure there, but it's going to be a wonderful evening. Fashion is going to be a big part of this as well. And I do want to take a step back here, and again, just you mentioned earlier that Lauren Green, 40 years he's been doing this. He's probably pretty good. He's stayed around for 40 years, you know, more or less. So he's done a phenomenal job. This is not just some scrub people just playing instruments together. This is a real big deal. This is the orchestra. This is great, phenomenal music. He is phenomenal conductor, phenomenal just musicians, everything. That's what this gala is going to benefit and support.
Yeah.
And, you know, the history of the symphony is so interesting. I don't know if people know this, but when it began 60 years ago, it was actually called the Phillips Band.
Mm-hmm.
It was sponsored by Phillips Petroleum, as were many things in this town. And, you know, it's fascinating that's over the years, it has developed into this wonderful orchestra that is performing. They will also be performing in our OK Mozart Music Festival. I'm also on the board of OK Mozart, so I have to give a quick plug. Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra is a very important part of representing music in Bartlesville and will be representing Bartlesville in this really world-class music phenomena that happens in Oklahoma. Once again, we are very lucky to have OK Mozart, the Bartlesville Symphony, and the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. We have all these wonderful things in the town of only 36,000 people, which is truly amazing. People from all over the country, when they come, are fascinated by this. We have the Price Tower, Frank Lloyd Wright only skyscraper. We have things that no other town, no other small city can ever present. When the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra performs, it's in a community center designed by Wes Peters, who took over Taliesin West after Frank Lloyd Wright's death. So we have yet an architectural treasure with treasures of music theater being presented. We have children's music theater in Bartlesville. We have all these wonderful cultural institutions represented here, and they all perform in this architectural treasure of a building.
And all the way through, up and down, the community has supported this all the way through from top to bottom. This is really a community organization. One more time, as we've run out of time here, one more time, where can people call to get their tickets?
918-336-7717. The tickets are $100 each, which is a bargain for the evening that you're going to be getting. So once again, thank you, Ben, for having us on. And once again, what's that number? 918-336-7717.
I appreciate it. This is Community Connection on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. How do you keep right priorities in uncertain